This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. If you're living wholeheartedly for Jesus, don't be surprised if you experience what Jesus did as recorded in Mark 14. In fact, as I read this chapter, an impact thought crystallized in my mind. Go for broke in your commitment to God, even though the journey might be tough. As Mark 14 opens, you see Jesus affirmed in an unusual way. He was in the home of Simon the leper, reclining at the table, when a woman with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume came and poured it on his head. She knew what she was doing. Jesus knew what she was doing. Everyone else thought what she did was a waste, and they rebuked her harshly. Sometimes you'll receive encouragement from the most unlikely source. Jesus declared what she did was beautiful. She did what she could. Though criticized for her actions, Jesus had his mission confirmed. He explained that she poured perfume on his body to prepare for his burial. God often uses an unknown saint to do something no one else would ever think of doing, and it becomes a catalyst to keep one of his servants focused on his or her mission. Leaders in the church, on the other hand, are often concerned about image or budgets and find it hard to do something like this, even if they thought of it. It springs from an uncluttered mind and heart, content in just expressing devotion to God. Jesus promised that this act of devotion would be shared wherever the gospel would go. It's a good reminder that our acts of devotion and worship are more important to Him than our strategies and accomplishments of service. Such acts are often used of God to encourage someone to keep going in doing the will of God.